was an insane idea. Fortunately, I controlled myself and stretched out on the bed to soothe my bodily agitation. My nerves calmed a little, but with my brain so aroused, I did a swift review of my whole existence aboard the Nautilus, every pleasant or unpleasant incident that had crossed my path since I went overboard from the Abraham Lincoln, the underwater hunting trip, the Torres Strait, our running aground, the savages of Papua, the Coral Cemetery, the Suez Passageway, the island of Santorini, the Cretan Diver, the Bay of Vigo, Atlantis, the Ice Bank, the South Pole, our imprisonment in the ice, the battle with the devilfish, the storm in the Gulf Stream, the Avenger, and that horrible scene of the vessel sinking with its crew. All these events passed before my eyes like backdrops unrolling upstage in a theater. In this strange setting, Captain Nemo then grew fantastically. His features were accentuated, taking on superhuman proportions. He was no longer my equal. He was the man of the waters, the spirit of the seas. By then it was 9:30. I held my head in both hands to keep it from bursting.